Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, November 12th, Two Oceans 13. I had fun in Austin, Texas last weekend because that is what you do at the Fun Fest. I will see you soon, Austin, like real soon, like December soon. Deets coming shortly. Cheap Drills, Houston, I'm coming to you Friday, Warehouse Live, Friday night. Stand-up with some Leonard Maltin game at the end, and then I'll be at the Alamo Drafthouse on Saturday at 4:20 for a Benson movie interruption of Love Actually. Yeah, it's a fun movie to interrupt. Kansas City, Missouri, the Benson movie interruption is coming back to the KC Alamo Drafthouse on Sunday, November 24th. And the movie is Gothica. Yeah, Halle Berry. Did you guys see that? Yeah, right? This is the only way to see it. Bert Kreischer's Dream Messages. Check them out at Doug Loves Minis. You'll get to hear them. And I don't listen to them. But you can. That's it. That's your choice. Big announcement, you guys. Huge announcement. Not only am I doing stand-up and Doug Loves Movies on the Weezer Cruise next year from February 13th to 17th. That's right, Valentine's Day and Presidential Day. I'm giving away a cabin on the cruise here at UCB at the taping on Tuesday, December 10th. So bring your name tags, and if you're over 21... and can fly yourself to Jacksonville, Florida. Fly yourself. Sounds like you have to be a pilot. No, you know what I mean? Like, airfare isn't included. But the cruise would be completely free, food included. You just have to pay for booze. That's how they get you on the cruise ships. Is that they're like, you got to pay for booze. And then you're like, you walk outside your cabin, and there's somebody standing there with a tray of cocktails. And you're like, yes. Well, let's look in the prize bag, you guys. I'm very excited about that prize bag on December 10th, but this one, this is this is pretty terrible. It's, for my friends at Talking Dead, some emergency drinking water. It's just a weird bag of water. case the zombie apocalypse comes. They also included some emergency, because, you know, you don't want to get the zombie flu when that shit goes down. I included a $10 gift card at on iTunes, so you can go buy the Benson Interruption or anything else that you enjoy on iTunes. You can go get Miley Cyrus singing about a wrecking ball. I will not monitor what you do with it. We got the Leonard Maltin game rules. We've got a copy of Gateway Doug, and then some other stuff. Oh, and a Eastbound and Down lighter. But then the other stuff is related to specifically to one of the guests tonight. We have four guests, as you can see. We have four microphones set up and four chairs. So please give a big, warm UCB welcome to returning game winner Claire Kramer and Drew Drogi, Paul Scheer, and Casey Wilson. Get out here, you guys. Oh, look at that. Wow. Hey, y'all, pick up your microphones. God. Usually I have like comedians who are all dying to pick up their microphones and start screaming shit at me. You guys are like, we'll get to those.
What are these?
Yeah, we'll touch those when the time is right. First time guest, Casey Wilson is here, you guys. Promoting her movie that's in theaters now called Ass Backwards. And you brought...
I brought some underwear.
Some underwear that says Ass Backwards on it.
Signed on the ass by June Diane Raphael, who wrote the movie with me and stars in it, and myself. And then three pairs not signed.
Oh.
And one of them is a little...
Are you giving
dirty.
All three pairs to
all
one...
Four pairs
one person gets it all, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the winner takes it all, like that song.
So all they
like
need is really
from Mamma
one
Mia?
More...
Yeah. That one.
Which Pierce Brosnan sang in the movie.
Oh, he's the worst in that.
It was so uncomfortable.
It was a day when I met you. It was beautiful.
The winner takes it all.
Oh, Pierce. He could take it all.
My favorite part of that Mamma Mia movie was the spinning roulette wheel with Meryl Streep's face in the center of it. That was pretty inspired artistry there.
I can't believe I haven't seen that movie.
Well, go,
I
can't believe it's right now.
I know.
And go
it's
see
like,
it.
Why have I not seen Mamma Mia? I haven't.
Yeah, I don't
do
know.
They do you get to keep your gay card? If you
I know. I haven't got to give it away. I guess.
Isn't
I know.
That
I'm
against
like,
your people.
It is against my. I know. I apologize.
Have you seen Moulin Rouge?
I have a million times.
Have you lip synced?
What about Las Vegas?
Las Vegas? I can't
wait a second.
Las Vegas is the gayest
is for gay
movie.
Dudes?
It's about four homos who go to Las Vegas and get it on, girl.
There is
balls deep, you
there
ladies.
There is an interview in Entertainment Weekly with those guys, and it's like a Q&A format interview where they all talk about how they hate being directed. Like, Morgan Freeman's like, yeah, if a director tries to tell me what to do, I'm like, I'm an actor. You're the director. Sit down. Like, and then Kevin
what
Klein's
does that
like,
mean?
Kevin Klein's like, oh yeah, I love when a director goes, I'm thinking this. I'm going, I'm the actor here, buddy. Like, they were so like,
yeah, they
you.
Were totally old douching crabs. Off about directors, like
that. Like hating
like,
directors.
You do your technical thing. I'll handle the acting.
Morgan Freeman goes, I only take two notes: faster or slower.
That's the notes he took when
Which
he was having sex with his
notes.
Granddaughter.
Ooh, too soon, Casey.
Sorry.
Too
She's
soon.
Here, Casey. Oh,
Morgan Freeman's granddaughter is here.
Hi.
She's a beautiful girl.
How are you, Heather?
Heather.
Heather Freeman?
Heather Freeman.
I got to introduce everybody. Let's go down to the... Paul Scheer is here, of course.
Thank you, guys.
Dressed.
So excited.
Now, of course, Paul, you are a ongoing, eventually we'll have you on in the Tournament of Championships because you've already achieved.
I'm waiting to pick my moment.
Yeah.
When I get
there. You don't have to, you don't necessarily have to show off today.
I don't have to qualify.
You've already qualified.
So I can just phone it in.
So you can go easy on these guys.
Got it. Roadhouse. That's my guess. Just use it.
And you, of course, are in Ass Backwards, and so is Drew. But the thing I wanted to bring up is that June Diane Raphael is not here, and she co-stars and co-wrote it with you.
She did not want to be here today.
She wanted to be on the other side of the country for some reason.
Yeah.
She's doing something. Do you guys know what she's up to?
She is filming a movie and wishes she could be here, but I've got these guys in. And you were not in the movie.
I was not
sorry
in the movie.
To say.
No,
yeah,
Claire Kramer's
sadly.
Back, returning Leonard Maltin game winner. And also, I'm just enjoying the suspense of her getting more and more pregnant.
The new game is, when will I have my baby?
Yeah, when are you going to have your baby? And also, you're just solidifying most pregnant guest
in
the history of the show.
I'm locking it
by
down.
Really getting down to the wire. Because most people will not want to be a guest on the show when they're going to give birth at any moment.
Well, my question is, would this be the first podcast birth? I feel like that would be cool.
I don't know. I mean, I would like to say yes.
Yeah, right?
What do you think? The four of us could midwife this baby into the world?
We're doing a Leonard Maltin game, we'll be like, we'll give you four breaths to get this baby out. I can do it in one breath.
And
like,
when are you due?
I'm due like Thanksgiving.
Okay, not doing anything between now and Thanksgiving.
Me neither.
So I think we can all hang out here until you give birth.
Let's just wait it out?
Yeah, let's wait it out.
Claire, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Thanksgiving is a good time, I think, to have a kid.
Yes.
Do you get nervous? Because like, if you conceive at the wrong time, you can screw up your kid and have a birthday at Christmas or something like that. And I feel like that would really suck.
Yeah, I know. Lucky me, I didn't plan it, so.
Oh, wow. Thanksgiving's a little tight.
It's tight, but you know what? You know, when they come home from college that first year, all their buddies will be there. They'll have a good time.
Yeah, it's a party weekend.
It's good at college.
It's like, you know, I
got a good 20 years out of good birthdays around it because people are home.
It's a party weekend.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, like, my birthday's Labor Day. It's the best birthday because never school. Growing up, there was never school. And, then, you know, now it's like barbecues and... You know,
this
whatever.
This is a good holiday. I'm going to say Thanksgiving's the new Labor Day.
Yeah.
For birthdays.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're really putting it out there.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm going to fucking call it.
You said you were going to say it, then you did say it.
I did it.
he doubled
Drew
it.
Drew Drogi is here, you guys.
Drew Drogi.
You've been on the show before, and I swear I said your name wrong on
you
the show
I don't
before.
Think, I don't remember that you did.
I think you just let it go.
I do, because I have heard it
mispronounced
so many times. I'm a great person.
What do you play in Ass Backwards?
I play the pivotal role of homeless Norma in Ass Backwards.
Is it your role
at least
like
you have
over
a name.
By the end of the opening
before the,
credits?
Before the opening credits, but let me tell
it's
you.
It's a gorgeous, detailed cameo.
I had to do a lot of layered character work. I play a down and out... Let me tell you about Norma, you guys. No,
I want to say at least you have a name in the movie. I just play strip club manager. and when I said to June and Casey, I was like, you know, I would like a name.
Nope.
They thought I wanted just a better position. Originally, I was like, I was strip club manager. Now I'm strip club owner. They just boosted my position, not give me a name.
Paul, I never knew that. June was like, Paul wants the name, like a better title. And I was like, I guess he could own the place.
Wow, it's interesting because watching it, you did seem like you owned it. But
it was an after. Yeah,
that was put into my head
that.
By the credits.
Right.
Well, a manager does a lot of the same jobs as an owner. I mean, a lot of these owners don't check in on the girls, don't work with the DJs, don't refill the disinfectant. You know, I did the work.
Name only.
You walked the walk.
Yeah, exactly. I did walk the walk.
Claire is usually really good about remembering to bring an awesome prize for the prize bag, but she didn't bring anything tonight.
Well, she's pregnant.
She's got pregnancy.
Give your firstborn. Firstborn.
I had a DVD season like 4 of Alias, and I forgot it.
Of Alias.
Random.
The best season, Rimbaldi stuff is really coming to a head at that point.
So
wow,
if
I'm
back
that
next
no
week.
One got. Come on, guys, Alias, Jen Garner, a top of her game.
If
if I'm Bradley Cooper, bottom of his game.
One will be a star.
Yeah,
one.
So Doug, if I come back next week, I'll bring double prize.
If you come back next week,
double.
You're the cockiest pregnant person.
No, well, I already know that he's going to win.
I don't think so.
Paul is great at the game, but you never know.
I don't know. I feel like you
with
might
four
be
four players, it's anybody's.
You're working. You have two brains going on over there.
I feel like you do.
Or half a brain.
But so Claire signed the underwear, so that's a nice prize. And
very nice.
And Paul Scheer, what did you bring? It looks
I brought a bag of Halloween.
Halloween came late for.
A bag of Halloween candy that we did not give out. I made it a nice assortment, two blow pops, some stuff
in
there.
This is the perfect size to get through TSA.
Exactly.
Bagged up appropriately.
I also gave you a signed NTSF flyer. It says, suck it, and I signed it.
Ooh.
And then and a sticker from our set from the bar that our characters hang out in at NTSF called Tig Bitly's, and it just looks like a dick and balls.
Nice.
Oh, it does, now that you mention it.
Who
with a couple
that?
Of hands on there. Emergency was contributed by me. Oh. That was a thing that was given to me recently, along with this emergency drinking water for the zombie apocalypse. And is anyone unclear about how to play the Leonard Maltin game on the panel?
No.
No, I think I know.
You guys know? All right. Yeah. Well, there's
instructions on how to play?
Yeah, all the rules are in one tiny card. Right.
I wanted to bring up a topic of discussion because I feel like it's fresh in my head. I saw that movie Man of Steel last night because it was on iTunes.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought it was way better than I thought it was going to suck balls. And I was like, I kind
of
like this movie.
I think
movie.
That's why you liked it. The rest of us went in thinking it was going to be amazing.
Okay.
And it sucked balls.
Okay.
I
was
watched,
like, this is not bad. I don't know why. Wait. I mean, besides...
I didn't hate it, but there's a lot to hate about it.
The whole planet Krypton is all dick-shaped ships. I thought that was weird. There's a lot of balls and
there was
changes.
A lot. It was so long. All that Krypton stuff was so long. Russell Crowe, walking around, like... Surely you must be good. Like, I don't know. I just watched, I just felt like my childhood died with that movie. I was like, oh, I hated that movie.
I wanted Zod to be a little bit more flamboyant. But besides that, I was like, I'm in.
Yeah, Michael Shannon is pretty, he's as scary as it gets.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, he was good. I was
he
with
brought
you.
The intensity.
I wasn't disappointed, but I wasn't.
It wasn't like
over.
The best thing. It was,
no,
but it
I
was,
wasn't like.
Yeah.
But I did notice that they didn't hold the close ups on. Superman, which...
Oh, interesting.
Oh. Wow.
See?
You know, so is it, are you guys having actor talk right now? What is that?
We're just chatting.
Lots of cutaways.
Oh, yes. Lots of chatting.
They cut away because you think he, laughed a lot at the end of takes?
Watch the pivotal scene again.
Okay.
The pivotal scene.
And they pull off.
And they pull off, immediately. And
you're
like,
wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
you're
really
keeping your eye on things.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're right. You know, now that I think of that, it was really short.
Yeah, it was really fast.
Like any other movie, that would be much longer.
Totally. And I remember being there and being like, yeah.
Looks great. Looks the part.
Looks amazing.
Yeah.
And that's what they went for.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And that's
like
really
30 minutes of blowing each other through buildings, though. I mean, there was so many buildings. What was happening?
You just
they were
wanted
flying
them to
buildings.
Blow each other.
I wanted them to just blow each other. I mean, let's get to it. You
get
guys.
Get these buildings
in the way. Basically, I wanted
Las
Vegas.
Out of the way, those buildings.
Right.
I will say, I don't want to give a spoiler to the movie, but the way that he dispenses of Zod is pretty anticlimactic. It's like, oh, you can do that? Didn't you just fly through a million buildings? I don't want to spoil it. We'll just say the spinal cord of Krypton is just as fragile as the spinal cord of Earth.
All right. But that's good. I mean, you know, I've been having a lot of debates with people about spoilers on the internet, you know, because people still don't want to know how Gravity ends. And
Come on.
First of all, not only has it been kind of long enough, but, you know, some people are like, I can't afford to see it in the theater. I want to wait and see it on DVD. It's like, okay, but think of the movie you're talking about, Gravity, starring Sandra Bullock. How many possible
endings?
How could
it possibly end?
How many options do they have,
right,
really?
Exactly.
People are raving about this movie. Would people be raving about it if it ended horribly?
Yeah.
If it wasn't uplifting in some way?
But I will say, but don't you agree, I feel like, respect your own self. You got to check yourself. When I don't watch Homeland for 2 weeks and I see even the word Damian Lewis, I'm like, I'm off. I don't look at anything. I shut down websites.
It's totally true.
You got to protect yourself.
Respect you. It's about respecting yourself.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, put your world on lockdown.
Have some dignity. Have some dignity.
Yeah.
And take care of your body.
Take care of your mind.
Yeah. I am more than 3 episodes behind in Homeland. I don't want to know anything.
And that's
I can
on you.
It.
If you find out, that's on you.
It's on me, but I protect myself. Yeah. I protect. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there an app that cuts out any Homeland references on Twitter if you sign up for it?
You can't go on Twitter.
Yeah, you can't do that. You gotta be off. Yeah, that's
there's an app where it'll just anytime somebody mentions Homeland, or are you worried they'll slip in there?
I'm worried they'll slip
in. And they'll call her Temple Grandin and then say something about Homeland.
They found out.
outsmarting the system.
I can't believe Temple Grandin died on this show. If Temple Grandin's like hashtagged in a tweet, I'm on it.
My issue is not the blocking
of
Netflix.
You don't want Temple Grandin spoilers, though, right?
But don't tell me how Temple Grandin ends. Please.
I'm just on a lot of Frank Langella fan pages, so that's where all the Homeland spoilers
break. Right, that's what's going on.
Have you seen the new cowboy shirt that Temple Grandin has been sporting?
Don't tell me about it.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. It's a lot.
So what do your followers say the moratorium should be?
Well, everybody has a different opinion, but some people say like 3 to 4 weeks into DVD release.
What?
Yeah.
Are DVDs even coming out anymore?
Or Blu-ray or on demand or whatever. Ass Backwards is in some theaters throughout the country, but it's also on demand.
And spoiler
alert,
you both die.
I'll tell the end of it right now. How does it end? We both die in a fiery blaze. It's
in
a murder
space.
Suicide.
In space.
Yeah. And Sandra Bullock kills me, my character, and your
character. Great cameo. Strip club owner.
Her character
owner
did not
lives.
Have a name. She owned the franchise, actually, that you then owned.
That's it. That's like the Magic Mike franchise spinoff.
I like it.
Casey, I loved, still love. You could still love it. Happy endings.
Oh, thank you.
Scattered applause. Thank you.
That's what kills network TV shows.
I know.
Is that scattered thing.
It's quite all right.
Because I'm sure everyone here that clapped tonight is also not a Nielsen family, correct?
I don't know anyone who's ever been a Nielsen.
My aunt just became one.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Timing.
Yeah, I know. Just now. I know. Yeah. My mom was growing up, like in the 50s or 60s or whatever. They were for like a year or something. I think you do it for a year. And yeah, they were.
That's like a dream.
Yeah. A dream. I know it was like we had a Nielsen family. We had it.
Yeah. How did they know?
Yeah. How are they selected?
I have no idea. But
it feels like very old timey.
I'm
gonna
make white board and no more. Yeah.
Back then, mom said there was like they would go and they put a box in their TV and they would just like check and see what they watched. But do people still do that?
I guess that was like early NSA shit.
Yeah, exactly.
My friend had the worst. My friend was a Nielsen family for radio, and they had to log it in a book. It's like, that just seems like work.
There's no honor in that. Yeah,
none. Listen to Hot 97 for 45 minutes. Like, Switched over to Kiss.
I'm on the AFTRA nominating committee for radio show. Like, why?
Best performance of a newscaster. After jokes.
Yep. Here we go.
What? Cross that off the list. Okay.
Yeah, we can't make after jokes. Yeah. They're not funny. We get it. Got it.
I got to ask you guys if you've been in the movies lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Casey's thinking about it. Paul, what do you got?
Yes.
Well, I saw Man of Steel, but that's not movie.
Sure.
Technically movie.
I guess I should have considered that you're part of this question.
I mean, yeah, I can go deeper.
You can name another one.
Yeah. I saw... Well, I guess the last movie I saw in the theater was Ass Backwards because I saw it at the premiere. That's technically the last.
Thanks, Paul.
There you go. And then I think I've had a long lapse. Gravity, I think, was probably the last one I saw in the theater. So we've covered all of it.
Yeah, we're good.
I saw Bad Grandpa, which I'm sure.
How's Bad Grandpa?
I went in there like, what is this going to be? I really don't have time for this. And then I was literally like, laughing hysterically. Like, he would fall, and I'm turning my boyfriend. I'm like, The Grandpa fell.
It's really funny. I love those movies. I will go. Yeah,
and there's it's like super fun. But
shit
like,
sequences that are just so disturbing and disgusting.
Yeah, he shits
a
wall in a diner. But
I like you say that you're over that. Like, yeah, he shits a wall.
That happened.
Well, it's fun because they show them in the end credits. They show him testing it.
Yeah,
you know? And that's fun to see that, like, you know, they tested it. Like, they put some work into shitting on a wall.
The thing that I'm really fascinated by is that it looks like a giant subplot was cut out, which is, like, Spike Jonze played his love interest as an old lady, and then that woman from Eternal Sunshine, I forget her name right now, Catherine Keener, she played another love interest in the movie. Like, she was his dead wife. And so in the credits, you see Catherine Keener in this old woman makeup,
like,
and you see
about?
Spike Jonze, but it's like, that seems like a giant, giant plot point is cut out of two main characters.
Yeah, that's like cutting the werewolves out of Lone Ranger.
That I don't get that reference, but I imagine that when I
that's what happened.
They
supposedly.
May have made that movie
is
that better.
There's a werewolf subplot in Johnny Depp's Lone Ranger.
I can't wait for iTunes.
I call it Johnny Depp's Lone Ranger because I give him all the blame.
One of Quentin Tarantino's favorite movies of the year.
Yeah, because Quentin Tarantino is crazy.
Yeah, insane.
It's got a couple of good sequences, and they're only good compared to the rest of the movie.
I will say about Bad Grandpa, I don't quite know what you're talking about. Even though I loved it, I also walked out of it, and Paul has a problem with me.
What do you mean you walked out of it?
I walk out of a lot of movies, and it's not even like I don't like it. Like, something will come over me, and my boyfriend is like, I don't really love this. I was like, okay, we're out. And I will just walk out, and if something, but I really enjoyed it. So those two things coexist.
Your boyfriend did not enjoy it.
He wasn't loving like the shit stuff, and he's like, I feel sick. So we had to leave. So the audience is stunned that, yes,
midnight
I walked out
Paris.
Of a movie.
You walked out of Midnight in Paris.
Okay.
Right, because of the scene where Ernest Hemingway shits on a wall.
But
it was really painful.
And then Josephine Baker dances in it. It's like, we don't need that.
Why does she need to dance around
I know it happened. I know that's historically accurate, but we don't need it.
Did you get to see either of the times that Johnny Knoxville had fake genitalia that was hanging way out of his pants?
Oh, sure. Well, of course
so that
I
might
saw.
Have
that
been. The boyfriend might not have liked that. There's
well,
a lot
I
of swinging
strip,
balls in it.
That strip club scene was my favorite scene I think I've seen all year.
That was amazing.
I mean, him in that strip club.
You've got to see it.
Yeah,
I love
some
that
fun
bit,
stuff
the swinging
it.
Balls.
Yeah, just hanging out of his pants. And then he also gets his dick stuck in a soda machine.
That kid is amazing.
It's really
the kid
violent.
Is really good.
The kid is, to me, it's all about the kid. Yeah. The kid is really good.
I would have liked to have seen more kid pranks. I feel like the kid had a handful of pranks, but I would have liked to have seen a couple more.
Yeah, because he's really, he was.
Light on the kid for you.
Light, yeah.
Yeah.
He did so
kid
many
knew
funny
how
things.
To commit.
Oh, my God.
And ad lib. He really was good.
Goes up to strangers on the street and starts like calling them dad. And they will not let them off the hook, but nobody knows how to react to it because they can't be mean to a kid, but they're also worried about the kid. It's a very weird thing.
Yeah, he like hugs their leg, daddy.
And then when they walk away, he's like, goodbye, I love you.
Did he? Maybe he had an earpiece. Maybe they just told him what to say. But he's still, it's good stuff. It's really good. Claire?
I was attacked by by Spike Jonze on one of the Jackass movies when he played the old lady.
Oh, really?
On the street. I was having breakfast with my friend Pete, and this old woman comes running up without a shirt on. Did anybody see this in Jackass 2?
You're in Jackass 2?
I'm in it.
You signed the release?
I didn't sign a release for it. I didn't sign it because I didn't know what it was. And they were like, and then finally we found out it was Jackass, and I was like, I love Jackass, but I'm not going to sign a release. It was like right after Borat or... Borat had come out, and it's one of those things you're like, I don't know.
So you don't speak in it, you just get there.
I was talking a lot in it because she sits down, she has no shirt on, and she's like there with these like titties out, and these people around the table were like, oh my God, that woman's in trouble. And I was like, this is a joke. This is a hidden camera. No. And everyone's like, hey, you're a horrible person. And I was like, no, I know what's happening. I saw like latex, and I'm like, I think this is a man. And so I just started interviewing. I had no idea it was Spike Jonze, but I was talking to him forever. And I was like, where'd you have breakfast today? What happened to you? And I was like really serious. And then they were like, oh, you know, fill out a release form. And I didn't. So I don't know.
You can sue them now.
I can't wait.
If you're in it.
I'm going to get on that tomorrow.
Was your face not blurred?
My face is blurred, but some people did recognize me because my hair. You don't blur it out. Mm. And I'm not talking.
I like that you recognize because of the latex, like your stagecraft way.
Oh, yes.
Like, I see the latex.
I know my way around a Ben Nye kit. I'm like, I know that. That's like a wart thing. I know that.
We just shot something on Hollywood and Highland, and you know, they have all those people dressed up as like characters, like Johnny Depp and Jack Sparrow. And we were taping stuff.
They have a Johnny Depp and a Jack Sparrow?
We got them together. We got them together to fight over who was the better version of each other.
Dude.
And the Johnny Depp was like me because I get free shit.
Speaking of good movies, this isn't recent, but have you seen the documentary about all the characters?
Yes.
Yes.
That's
a
great hero.
Yes.
One of those people was an extra in a show that I did, and I saw it after I did the thing. I was like, oh, it was so crazy.
Spoiler alert, they're all really sad people.
Yeah. But the craziest thing was, is like, we brought those cameras out, and they were the hardest people to convince to get in front of cameras and sign releases. Like, oh, I don't want any attention. Like, you're dressed like Jack Sparrow. You're wearing a Transformers costume. Yeah. You don't want any of that.
You weren't giving them the grease, though. Hulk. They want the grease. Oh, okay. Yeah. Want, you know, even for a jokey thing, they want you to pay them.
A sweet five spot.
Yeah. The best movie is, very quickly, that one you told me about the kids living at the Oakwoods.
Yes. I've seen that, too. What is that called?
Oh, my gosh. It's so amazing.
It's about child actors who live in the Oakwoods in the valley, where their parents drag them out for pilot season, and they open it with a flock of birds, as though they've kind of, the birds have migrated, so have these child actors from, you know, Iowa.
Yeah.
And their parents have brought them, and it is so disturbing.
Yeah. It's one of the most disturbing movies. I fell off my chair because you can't believe, I'm like, what? What? It's crazy. It's crazy. Amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
And none of us know the title. So check
Netflix.
That out.
You guys, child get on acting. It. Get on it.
Yeah.
Get on it. Claire, did you tell us a movie?
Well, other than Bad Grandpa, and I had another VOD week. I did watch The Way, Way Back, which, if you guys remember, that was one of Leonard's favorite movies back in July, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
You weren't worried that your water park was going to break?
Right. No, I was back then when I was not worried. Tony Collette. I've been watching a little bit of Hostages, so I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence. I don't really like the show, but I am still watching it. So it's good to see
what's
her.
What's the premise of Hostages?
It's so bad, dude. The acting is not good. She's so much better in this movie than she is on that show. And Allison Jenny's in Way, Way Back, and she's amazing. And Steve Carell, of course. It's a great cast. But
it's on my wish list on my iTunes.
Hostages basically sucks, but I'm watching it. I'm trapped in the.
That's always the worst, when you feel guilt about TV that haven't watched. It's like, I don't like this. Why am I putting myself through this?
Every time I watch it, I'm like, ugh, this is so bad. The acting's so bad.
What are we expecting is going to happen? I feel like all the same way. It's like, will one episode change it? No, show's ever had that.
I wasn't enjoying Under the Dome, and then CBS and Time Warner had that skirmish where we didn't have CBS for a while, if we had Time Warner.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, good. As an excuse for me to not watch Under the Dome anymore.
It released
you. It was intriguing enough, but it also wasn't that great to me.
That was another one that I was kind of roped in for a while. And
I pick my hour-longs very carefully.
The problem
I do not
is
jump
judicious.
In right away.
Without Game of Thrones on, without Breaking Bad now, we're missing.
You got Walking
Sunday
Dead.
Sunday night's amazing.
Walking Dead, you got.
Homeland, Walking Dead.
Yeah. Eastbound and Down is so incredible right now.
Amazing.
It's really good. Is it really going to end this time? Is that the deal?
I kind of don't want it to end now.
Either.
Am I getting so upset? Like this last episode, I was like, oh no.
Steve Little is.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Everything. He's everything. That's
He's
right.
He's everything.
Yeah.
He is the moon and the stars.
He's
the sun.
He's my everything.
He's water. He is.
He's rock.
He's everything.
He's grass.
He gives us life.
He's definitely my God.
Is he a game that we have to play?
Steve
that's,
Little.
That's what's happening right now. The
Great
Steve
transition.
Little game, you guys.
I love it. These are movies that Steve Little liked.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen of the distinguished panel this evening, we need you to pick name tags from the audience. Do we have any name tags out there tonight? Looks like we got a few big ones, a few nice ones. And don't forget, December 10th.
Well, I'll get mine.
The best name tag might win a Weezer cruise.
Okay.
For two.
I'm going to take the kitten.
All right, yeah, just go grab whoever you want to play for. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll
Thank
be right
you.
Back. And we're back. Hey, Paul Scheer, who are you playing for? What is that big poster you
I
have
right
there?
I am playing for somebody who made a gigantic poster. It says, Master and Commander, The Fierce Side of the Valley, created by Master and Commander, faceandhole.com.
Matster.
Oh.
Matster and Commander, so I'm assuming his name is Commander.
Oh, he did write. I see the shithead. This is a very big, this is a lot of paper wasted, a lot of ink wasted.
Yeah. There's the shithead.
I see the shithead now. It was hidden at first.
What? I don't get that. Is that
Do you get, yeah, that's a new reference if he, in his, well, I can tell you what it is in a second.
In a second? Drew, who are you playing for? Hold that up for me to get a picture of.
I'm playing for Cup in the Air.
Cup in the Air?
And is this the shithead here?
No, that's...
I think she had a couple hits in the 90s.
The shithead's on the bottom.
Desiree.
The shithead's on the bottom?
Oh, Ezra's on the bottom.
That's Desiree's coffee cup.
Desiree, okay, I had a couple...
Uh-oh.
Oh, interesting. All right.
Personal.
Claire, who are you playing for?
Saying, like,
I'm
gotta
playing
be,
for.
Here, I'll turn around, just hold it up.
500 days of this girl, that girl.
500 days of this girl.
That, that's happening.
That little kitten. So what's her name?
Summer.
500 days
of summer.
Nice.
Yeah. Is there a shithead on the back of that one?
No.
No.
Am I missing it?
Just another cat.
Maybe it's a lot of calendar pages.
A lot of pussy.
Yeah. Casey, who are you playing for?
I am playing for Honey.
Honey. Honey.
Honey.
Honey. The movie.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Classic.
Well, that is a really, you picked out a really nice one.
Oh, how could you forget about
it? Took everything that didn't
That's
work in Glitter and did it again.
That's all I deserve.
All right. All right, so I think I successfully made
this
a vine.
This was one half of Honeymooners, but I picked Honey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Honey and Mooners.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck, you guys. Good luck winning this underwear.
Wait a second. I'm looking at this cat calendar that Claire has. The eyes on that cat are spooky.
Terrifying. They're moving.
Yeah,
they draw you in.
Oh, yeah, they really do.
Yeah.
Better acting in there than on Hostages, yeah. I imagine.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, we'll start with Claire, and then we'll move to Casey, and then Paul, and then Drew. And Claire gets to pick a category.
Okay.
A couple of big birthdays today. The first category is celebrating a birthday is Ryan Gosling.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. So the films of that guy. Or Anne Hathaway is celebrating a birthday today. And along with, there's a lot of other good ones, but those were the top two.
Please call her Annie.
Annie Hathaway?
Yeah.
Okay. And then your third option is Roe versus Wade, and that's
hilarious.
That's movies with one or more people lost at sea.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, see what they did there. I like that.
I like that a lot.
It's a fun little twist, right? What do you think? Which one of those would you like to play?
I'm feeling like I want to go with Anne Hathaway.
I kind of was worried that that's where this would go.
I like your style.
But I can make that happen. I can cooperate with that.
Okay.
Would you like an Anne Hathaway movie from 2010 or 2008?
She's been in the business for so many years.
I know.
10 or 8?
Let's go 8.
Okay, let's go there.
Let's go old school.
Yeah.
Old school Anne.
3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2008. He calls this movie emotionally charged. Also says that it's all masterfully orchestrated by the director. And it's a debut screenplay written by the daughter of a famous filmmaker. And he lists, 8 names. Yeah, 8 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Claire?
I think...
Claire!
It's a fat girl's name. I think I can get it in... I think I can get it in... Oh, my gosh, should I go for it? In, like, 4 names.
Oh, that's a bold opening bid, Casey. So you can try to go less names, or you can just say Claire Kramer, name that movie.
Claire Kramer, name that movie.
Let me give you the 4 names.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that part.
You want to get these 4 names. They're really going to help you. Anna DeVere Smith. So that's 3 of them.
That ain't cool.
Anissa George. Mather Zickel. That's just made up. Mather Zickel. And then another one that I just don't even begin to know how to pronounce this. It looks like it's Tunde Adebimpe.
Oh.
Did that exactly
Tunde
right.
Adebimpe was in this. And 3 stars from 2008, Anne Hathaway. Do you have a guess?
Well, I just am changing my guess right now. Because I know one of those actors, and I'm thinking that
Tunde?
I was wrong about this. Hold on.
I know, and I know I'm one of these actors too, and I'm like, I can't figure it out.
I know what it is.
Anna Deavere Smith's the actor you know.
No?
I'm really excited.
Mather.
You don't know who that is?
Mather, yeah.
Who's Mather?
Mather Siegel.
He's great. He works all the time. He does.
He's a host of newsreaders on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Deavere Smith is on Nurse Jackie.
She's also a fantastic solo performance artist.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm just going to say New York.
So, Claire, what do you think it is? And don't just say Les Mis. That was bad advice from Paul.
That was bad advice. Now I'm really stumped. I'm going to be...
Don't say the prequel to Les Mis.
Name a movie.
Number one detective's lady agency.
Do you got a guess?
I'm going to guess...
You can do
I'm
it.
I'm going to say Wanderlust, but it's wrong.
What is that?
That's an interesting guess.
That's a real interesting guess.
It's too current. My first guess was Brokeback Mountain.
I have one too.
Everybody tell me your guesses. Paul or Drew?
Like Rachel Interrupted or Rachel.
Rachel Getting Married.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the correct answer.
But Drew, does...
I was totally thinking it was
going to
be Brokeback Mountain.
He doesn't get points.
No. Yeah. You get the point, Casey. Casey's on the board, everybody.
Woo!
Filling it.
Team Honey is doing very well.
Taking down the champion.
Oh, I know.
Did you see that movie, Rachel Getting Married?
I did.
Like being at a wedding, being around, like you were at a wedding where you weren't invited, you don't know anybody, and they're all
only
super
with Grandmaster Flash and Robin Hitchcock playing.
Yeah, there's a bunch of weirdness going on at that wedding. Ugh. Did you like it?
Awkward speeches.
I didn't love it.
I didn't love it either. Let's start a Didn't Love Rachel Getting Married Society.
Yes, let's do it. Take off like
But, you know, Anne Hathaway's. She's good.
She's electric, Doug. She's electric in that performance, and it was an emotional one at that.
Emotionally charging.
In Dark Knight Rises, when the Catwoman, when she jumps onto that scaffolding with that guy, and she sets it in motion, she starts it like with her foot when she can just reach over and start it. She's a show off.
She probably trained for like 9 months.
Show off.
She did that because that's what a cat would do.
If I trained that long, I would do everything with my feet
and
legs.
Cats flip the switch with their foot.
That's what cats do.
Okay.
She studied cats.
Yep.
Annie.
She studied them. Oh my God, that would be so funny. Watching her look at cats.
I would love to come to your birthday party.
She watched
have
the
to
musical
look at
cats a
month.
Lot of times.
A lot of cats to look at this month.
All right, so let's start this round with who challenged who here? Casey challenged Claire, so let's start this round with. We'll go in the opposite direction. We'll start with Paul and then go to Drew.
What do I got on the board? Besides, I got the other ones, Roe v. Wade and...
you get new categories.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you get to... It's a reset.
Clean in the board.
Reset. Yeah.
You get Rock Bottom. That's movies starring Dwayne Johnson that Leonard gave 2 stars or less.
Love it. The only thing that's going to trip me up in that are the sequels. Okay?
You got We Shot a Zoo. That's movies that have hunting in them.
Ooh. Got it. Ooh, I like that. That's a good one.
I like that, too.
Yeah, and finally, It Puts the Motion in the Casket. And that is
I said it wrong.
It puts the motion in the casket. And that is movies where vampires have sex.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Or I should say a vampire has sex.
I am going with my Oprah, The Rock. Give it to me.
You're Oprah? What is that?
Means that he's the guy I look to for spiritual and motivational advice.
He's the Rock, baby.
He's the Rock. That guy eats more oatmeal in a morning than you've eaten in your life.
Is it steel cut?
Of course.
Leonard gives this movie the bomb designation.
Okay. You didn't give me a year.
2005.
Okay.
Yeah. He calls this a British, Czech, German, U.S. co-production. So a lot of various countries put some money into this. He calls it brainless. He calls it high testosterone. Yeah, I mean, these are words he could throw around for any
Yeah, this is not helping
movie.
Me.
Not the Tooth Fairy.
He says it was inspired by something controversial,
ooh,
this movie. Yeah. And he lists... I'd say 11 names. Let's go with 11 names.
All right. I can name it in 8 names.
That is a strong opening bid, Drew. What are you going to do about that?
Paul, name that movie.
Whoa, you're giving him 8 names. That's a lot of names to give.
Thought I would at least get out of this one. All right, there you go.
The great Paul Scheer gets 8 names.
It's not going to help. It's all going to be like Tutunde Padadi, Sumta Pato. You know, it's going to be, it's like Timo Pinkat.
Now, come on, let's get serious.
Yeah, let's
just
down.
Just glancing at it, I could see that you're wrong because there's names like Diobia Oparabi. But let's start from the bottom.
Okay.
Doug Jones is in this movie.
Okay.
Brian Steele. Okay. Dexter Fletcher, Al Weaver, Richard Brake, Roz Adoti.
There you go.
Ben Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And Diobia Opere.
Literally, it's like what you said.
O-P-A-R-E-I. The three names that you're
I'm just going to go and say the Scorpion King.
The three names that you're not getting would really give it away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit.
And they would tell you that you were wrong.
Okay.
Because those three names are Rosamund Pike, The Rock, and Carl Urban. And the motion picture is called Doom.
Oh.
Yes.
I would not have gotten that.
Inspired by the controversial, wildly popular Doom video game.
Yeah, yeah.
Have Doom in the back of my consciousness.
Me either. Yeah.
I'm happy with that miss.
Drew's on the board, you guys. Dang. We got a two-way tie. Out of 4. Apologies to
Desiree.
To almost a comedy bang bang. Apologies to put your hands together. Because this is an exciting match that we must
This is important, you guys. I'm
sorry. It's important.
Yeah, important things are happening up here tonight.
All right, so let's start with Casey and go to Claire. And you get to pick Casey between the dog father.
But shouldn't Claire pick? Because Casey just picked the first round.
You know, sometimes Claire the same person the gets round. To pick again.
Oh, you picked the first? Oh, okay.
Or that happens.
I had the misfire with Got it. Halfway. Sorry, guys.
I'm glad we worked this out.
Sorry, guys.
The but dog father.
But I thought Casey picked Anne Hathaway movies.
No, I did.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, you know. It's just a lady voice from the other end of the table.
Women all sound the same.
It was a mistake.
Don't concern yourself with their individual.
I don't think about any of these.
I know it's disconcerting to
with
be
our pigeons.
The dog father. That's movies that have a dyslexic character in them.
That's cool.
The Liberty Bell. This is from way back when I did a show in Philadelphia. Somebody suggested The Liberty Bell, and that's movies that have someone doing crack.
I like
that. And
I like that, too.
And Shut the Fuck Up, Donnie, is movies where Steve Buscemi dies.
Ooh.
Ooh, those are great.
No, those are good categories. Which one do you like, Casey? Dogfather.
I'll go with Dogfather.
Someone has dyslexia.
Okay.
You a fan of those movies where people have that?
It's my favorite genre.
Would you like a movie where someone has dyslexia from 2001 to 2010? Full disclosure, I don't remember anyone having dyslexia in either of these movies. So we'll see how this pans out.
I'll say 2010.
Not often a real topic of people can't get behind dyslexia. Yeah. It's not like
2001 was Pearl Harbor. Did someone have dyslexia in that? I think Ben Affleck had it in that. Yeah.
Boy, I don't remember that.
That's why he couldn't be a full-fledged.
I'm just glad that plot point was in Pearl Harbor. I'm glad that was covered.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't remember.
Pearl Harbor covers a lot of issues. There's an abortion sequence.
Yeah.
I like the part with the animal crackers on the belly. Oops, sorry, Armageddon.
Oh,
almost
I know.
The same
that's,
all,
that's what I thought of too when you just. I was like, yeah.
2 stars from Leonard Casey from this movie from 2010 that has an abortion in it. It has someone who has dyslexia in it.
Steve Buscemi smokes crack in it.
I love that everyone.
And Anne Hathaway is dyslexic.
Confusing everybody.
Kind of weird.
Okay.
People say that Leonard says that fans of the book that this movie is based on may be disappointed.
Oh.
Yeah, because the main character's age has been changed.
The Hobbit.
by about 5 years. That's a big clue. I'll also say about this movie that I've got nothing else to say about it. Oh, it's jumbled and plot heavy. And Leonard lists 13 names.
Wow. Okay, I'll take...
The audience even gasped. Wow.
I'll take 8.
She says 8 names, Claire.
Having never played, I'll take 8.
Name it.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
All right, here's your 8 names. Good luck.
Thank you.
Uma Thurman, Joe Pantoliano, Joey Pants, Kevin McKidd, Catherine Keener, the aforementioned. Somebody just gasped in the audience.
Here. Are you in it?
Kalina Kanakaridis, Rosario Dawson, Steve Coogan.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
And Pierce Brosnan.
Wow.
Is it Mamma Mia?
Are you 8 out of 13?
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I know most Catherine Keener movies, but oh, nothing
maybe. I know, right? I wouldn't get
oh,
this.
Oh, Steve Coogan. Oh, sorry. Talk amongst yourselves. Steve Coogan is bringing something.
Yeah, show
to
your
me.
Work.
I think I'm narrowing it down to something. I want to give you one.
I'd
Casey
be very
guesses.
Impressed if anyone on this panel knew the answer to this.
Can I guess not my what it is, but if I an element of it, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Not yet.
All right.
Yeah. Wait until Casey.
All right. Yeah. You need to get that point. Sorry.
Yeah.
Get that point.
Yeah. We're gonna.
I think I'm thinking of a recent movie where Steve Coogan is a parent. So I don't know this.
It's a tough one. I don't know.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Say your thing.
Well, no. The Casey has to guess.
No,
she gave up.
All right. Is it a remake? Oh, then. I was going to say Thomas Crown Affair.
It was a hopeful tentpole, and the rest of the names are Sean Bean, Jake Abel, Alexandria Daddario.
I got the best of the bunch in terms of
Brandon T. Jackson and Logan Lerman, and it's called Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Oh. Yeah.
The Lightning Feet. Does Percy Jackson have dyslexia?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. One person in the audience. knows about that.
Anthony Stewart Head.
Someone is out there who's like been seething for the last 10 minutes.
I can't believe that Anthony Stewart Head is not on.
And now Claire is on the board, and everyone except for the expected winner has a point.
That's right, I told you. You told me to take it easy.
Yeah. I've let honey down.
You're already in the tournament.
Yeah, I'm already in.
You don't have to.
And you're a returning champion.
You don't have to worry about it. Yeah, yeah.
I want to keep Claire's streak going or give somebody the coveted spot of a new winner.
All right, Paul, you get to pick a category.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Then we'll go to Drew from you.
Got it.
And you get to pick between Gladiator, and that's movies that have a cannibal or more than one cannibal in them. Gladiator.
Yeah. I get it.
And then from I Eat Your Dog on Twitter, which is a weird Twitter name, I Eat Your Dog suggested, we are farmers. And that's movies that have sheep in them. Ooh. And 16 Candles, which is movies that were released 16 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, which one of those
all
do you
right,
like?
I'm going to do 16 Candles.
Oh.
So you want to give me that year?
Yeah, it's 1997.
Got it.
Aggressive. Want to give me that year?
Yeah, give me that year.
For about 4 weeks.
This movie came out in 97. 3.5 stars from Leonard. He calls it a bullseye, which to me, that sounds more like a 4-star movie, but that's up to him. He says it's well cast and never mean-spirited. Yeah.
This is a cannibal film?
This film...
No, it came out 16 years ago.
Oh, okay.
This film earns its laughs honestly. It's not just a comedy about eating people.
A well-meaning, well-spirited comedy about cannibalism.
Yes.
Really, 3.5 stars, you know.
9 names.
9 names.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
Name it in 6.
Oh,
bravo. Drew?
I will say I can go for a lower number.
Yeah.
I'm going to try for 4.
Yes.
Ooh, Claire.
I'm going to say name it.
Yeah, you are. Claire's going to be back again next week, you guys. Can you come back next week?
I can.
Oh, my God. I don't know which is going to happen first, your baby or your defeat. But I'm anxious for both.
Thanks, Doug.
We'll see. You might pull it out. You might get this, Drew.
I think you're going to get this.
Paul has confidence. Your four names are Deirdre Costello.
Yep.
Hugo Spear. Paul Barber.
Ooh. An excellent actor.
And Steve Husson. Husson. H-U-I-S-O-N. Husson.
It's a bullseye. This movie is a bullseye.
This movie's bullseye. A bullseye.
Everyone in 1997 was talking years about Steve ago,
16 years ago, 3.5 stars, well cast, never gets mean-spirited, earns its laughs.
I was literally going to think of that movie like The Celebration or some like weird foreign film, but then
earns
when I
it, hear earns its laughs, mean-spirited, honestly.
Oh, no, no, no. Laughs. Laughs, honestly.
I had
earns
a theory about laughs. This, but now it's all shot to shit. All my theories tonight have been bad.
What do you think? What do you think, Drew? No, that's what you think?
Absolutely not. I have zero idea.
All right.
Babette's Feast. It's like something
that's a great guess.
From like 30 years before that. I have
the
no
rest
idea.
Of the names are Emily Wolfe, Leslie Sharp, Mark Addy, Tom Wilkinson, and Robert Carlyle. And it was that massive worldwide hit, The Full Monty.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And that means that Claire is our winner once again. Claire defeated the cast of Ass Backwards.
Ass Backwards.
What a turn of events.
I can't wait to see the movie, though.
Thank you. It, just like The Full Monty, it earns its laughs.
Honestly.
In every way. Honestly.
Honestly. It earns laughs.
Where's Summer at? There you go, Summer. There's your prize bag. Congratulations.
One more pair of underwear,
yay,
and you
Summer.
Can wear one every day.
Here's your cat calendar back, too, because, the year's not over yet. And we got this one, and you got a shithead on the back of yours, Paul.
That.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And I can explain why you have that question.
Okay, so I'll say that one first. Do you have anything to plug, Paul?
No. You can follow me on Twitter. You find shit to watch. I don't know. It'll be fine.
You'll be back on the Tournament of Championships at some point.
I'll be back. Watch the league or whatever. Yeah. Thanks.
Watch stuff that
Your
I'm
honor.
On. Oh, for Thursday night, you and I are going to be on At Midnight.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah, so watch for that. Drew, what's going on with you?
I have nothing to pull. What am I
You're
doing?
On your
I don't
show.
Know. I don't know. What show?
You're a one-person show.
I'm doing a one-person show. If you're in Hollywood.
Your show.
Well, you're just counting on the rest of the cast to promote that. Right?
Yes, exactly. The rest of the cast is adamant. They're real postcard people. I'm in a show that opens on Sunday. It's called Bright Colors and Bold Patterns in Hollywood. Follow me on Twitter.
Where in Hollywood?
Pico and La Brea. That's not really Hollywood, is it?
Drew, well, D-R-O-E-G-E.
Why are you just giving intersections? Give the name of the theater.
It's at the Versus Theater. Did I say that?
No, you didn't. Okay,
I'm going to be as mysterious as I can about a show that I am the only person
in. There's
a
parking meter.
I don't, you guys, it's really weird.
Don't come to my secret show.
It gets really quiet.
I am uninviting you.
Everyone in the audience has to wear wigs and get naked. But hey, come if you want.
Claire, what's going on? Big Ass Spider.
But
where can
I have
people
an ass
see
movie out as well. Big Ass Spider.
Big Ass Spider.
In theaters and on VOD.
There's an ass renaissance going on in cinema
ass
right
happening.
Now.
I'm excited to see Big Ass Spider. I hear it's very good.
It is so funny. Greg Grunberg, Ray Weiss, Lombardo Boyer. It's a great movie. It's really, really. It earns its laughs. Honestly,
you lost me at Lombardo.
Oh, he's amazing in the movie. He's actually like the best. And then of course Geek Nation, and you can follow.
Yeah, and you'll
Twitter
be back next week. So you
at
know,
Claire Kramer,
use some more plugs.
What's
then.
Up? Yeah.
Unless the baby comes first.
That'll be the gamble.
If you give birth, how soon are you gonna be back in action? Like, will you come on the show the next day or so? Or do you have to hang out with it?
It's number four, so, you know, the moratorium on this baby is a lot less than it was on, like, the first.
Right,
so.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Casey?
I would like to promote Ask Backwards, which is in 10 cities, and it's on VOD, on DirecTV, and iTunes, and it stars myself and June Diane Raphael and Bob Odenkirk, Alicia Silverstone, Vincent D'Onofrio, John Cryer. And, of course, Paul Scheer and Drew Jogi.
Yeah.
Ass Backwards.
Woohoo!
Ass Backwards.
It's an R-rated female buddy comedy.
Woo!
Thank you.
All right. Check out Getting Doug with High Wednesdays at 4:15 Pacific time. YouTube.com/Doug Benson. If anybody here on the panel wants to come smoke weed with me on that show, you're more than welcome to do it. If you don't want to smoke
my
weed
biggest
with me,
fear of that show would be my parents would Google it. I feel like that would be the biggest. Do you have anybody who has that fear? I feel like
so
they would
far,
be mortified.
No. But we get people high and then ask them to do the show. So
that's a good concept.
Yeah, then the releases come out.
It's a good system.
Much like Jackass. The releases come.
Always a release.
Thank you to all my guests. Paul Scheer, Drew Droege, Claire Kramer, Casey Wilson. Support all of their projects. And as always, I'll get a picture of you guys as soon as the end title starts to play. And we'll see you next week, Claire. And as always, let's start with this one so Paul can explain it. Tom Cruise, actor slash soldier, is a shithead?
Yes, because Tom Cruise described in his divorce deposition that his job as an actor is as hard as being a soldier in Afghanistan.
It's true, and it gets longer and deeper than that quick response.
Yeah,
it's true.
It is.
I've done both, and I think they're very similar. So,
a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for explaining that. That's hot off the presses. Is that like, was that news today or something?
Friday. Friday news. Late breaking
we're
Friday
the same,
news.
Like, yeah, we're reading it. Twitter feed. Late breaking Friday.
All right. And the landlord in Kingpin is a shithead?
Landlord in the movie Kingpin.
Yeah. I think that's what they mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird grudge to have.
Smiley face.
But that's even weirder. Even weirder, you guys. Babies are a shithead.
Whoa! Now it's time for Doug to come to Doug. Your talkie. Eyes of gold is you and prowess makes him cocky. There's no